Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a ceasefire for Yemen. Houthi rebels in Yemen say they accept a five-day humanitarian ceasefire proposal from Saudi Arabia. The ceasefire is set to begin Tuesday. Sunday's announcement came just hours after warplanes from the Saudi-led coalition bombed the residence of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in the capital Sana'a. Saleh was not believed to have been home at the time and later appeared on television standing in front of the rubble. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Hosni Mubarak and his two sons to 3 years in prison on corruption charges. Mr. Mubarak and his sons have already spent at least 3 years in prison on other charges. It was not yet clear whether the 87-year-old former president will spend further time in jail. Cuban President Raul Castro visited the Vatican on Sunday to personally thank Pope Francis for the pontiff's efforts in ending 5 decades of tensions between the United States and Cuba. The Cuban leader met with the Argentine-born Pope for nearly an hour. Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, was instrumental in the negotiations between the U.S. and Cuba that led to the two countries taking steps to reopen embassies and broaden economic links. Boats carrying nearly 500 members of Myanmar's Rohingya minority have reached shore in western Indonesia. Rescuers say the men, women, and children landed Sunday in northern Aceh province. Officials say most of those on the boats were Rohingya from Myanmar, but that some were from Bangladesh. Migrants say at least 4 boats left last week from Myanmar's Rakhine State. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's president is asking people to be patient and hope for progress in pursuit of peace in his country. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani reminded people the region had a history of conflict and cross-border interference.
Because South Central Asia did not have agreed upon rules of the game.
The whole region, he said, needs to redefine its policies.
A fundamental change of this kind requires some patience.
Ghani is facing strong criticism from supporters of former President Hamid Karzai for becoming too close to Afghanistan's eastern neighbor, Pakistan. President Karzai often accused Pakistan of providing safe havens for terrorists that carry out cross-border attacks. Ayesha Tanzim, Kabul.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on Russia Sunday to do more to urge pro-Russian separatists to abide by a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and end fighting with Ukrainian forces. The German leader made the remark after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. She was in Moscow to pay tribute to Russian troops killed in World War II. European Union officials expressed deep concern a day after long battles in northern Macedonia killed 8 police officers and 14 gunmen. Dozens more were wounded in the fighting Saturday in the city of Kumanovo, an ethnically Albanian area near the borders of Kosovo and Serbia. Liberia is celebrating the milestone of being free of the Ebola virus. The country's president, though, is urging the public to remain vigilant. One person was killed in Burundi when protesters defied an order banning street demonstrations. Protesters have been demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term in office. Witnesses say the protester was shot and killed Sunday as police and soldiers used force to remove barricades in parts of the capital, Bujumbura. International organizations and non-governmental groups in Nepal are warning the devastation caused by the recent earthquake has left girls and women vulnerable to human traffickers. Ron Corbin reports.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Nepal remain without shelter and possessions, leaving poor women and girls desperate and vulnerable to human traffickers, say activists. Non-government organizations, NGOs, say the criminal networks are especially targeting Nepal's rural communities, even using the cover of relief efforts to kidnap or lure women away. The United Nations says up to 15,000 girls are trafficked each year from Nepal, forced into sex work as far away as South Korea and South Africa, although the vast majority are lured to India, where thousands work in brothels. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.